Hello, this is Will Gomez calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Hello, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a few minutes? Yeah, you got a few minutes to help us out and answer a few questions about the elections?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Will Gomez. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and just wanted to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First question, just to make sure we are representing all genders and all ages, can I have the year of your birth?
February 1964.
1964, thank you so much. Next question, what is the highest level of school or the highest degree that you have received?
12th grade.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your main race? Black American, White American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote? Or like
yes.
Many people? Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president of the U.S. Congress and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will not vote? Or you definitely not vote?
50-50.
Okay, thank you so much. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Well, I'm extremely motivated, 10.
Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think that it has a lot of power and 0 means that it has no power at all?
Well, I said 10.
10? Okay, thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election of 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Climate change, racism and discrimination, criminal justice reform, police violence, crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, health care, abortion, immigration, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, Israel and Palestine conflict, jobs and the economy. 2 of those.
Races and the cost of living.
And the cost of living. Okay, thank you so much. Now, next question. Now, I'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. Hakeem Jeffries, 0 to 10.
0, because I don't know one.
Okay. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress?
10.
Well,
thank you. I said 0.
Oh, 0? Okay. Kamala Harris?
I said 10.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
10.
Thank you so much. Next. If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or you will not vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in 2024 election for president? Between Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under
yes.
President Donald J. Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Biden.
Thank you. Will you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or will it make no difference? It's too woke.
No, the last one.
It makes no difference. Okay.
No, I don't want that one.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
The first one.
Okay, much more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Yes.
Much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Wants to build black wealth.
Much more likely.
Thank you. Is honest and ethical?
Much more likely.
Is effective and gets things done?
Much more likely.
Protects abortion rights?
Yeah, much more likely.
Fights racism and discrimination?
Much more likely.
Thank you very much. Next. For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means that it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices. Okay, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. 0 to 10.
Extremely well.
Thank you. Wants to build black wealth.
Extremely well.
Thank you. Puts people over politics.
Extremely well.
Thank you. Grows the economy.
Extremely well.
Thank you. Looks out for people like me.
Extremely well.
Thank you. Defends democracy.
Extremely well.
Thank you. Secures the border.
Extremely well.
Thank you very much. Next. I'm going to read to you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise will not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. 0 to 10.
Now, what was 5?
Somewhat motivated.
0 was what?
Not at all motivated.
10 was what?
Extremely motivated.
Number 10.
Thank you. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit and the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
Yes.
Thank you. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
Yes.
Thank you. As an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black business ownership and its fastest rate in 30 years.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read to you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have biggest impact on your personal life. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, lowered the costs of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested in black small businesses ownership and entrepreneurship, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, brought the employment rate down to historically lower levels for black Americans. Two of those? Two or three?
One, two, and three.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, so you know we're almost done now. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat candidate.
Thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty, or we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap.
The second one.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read to you a series of statements that people say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress had lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. Thank you. Costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. 0 to 10. Thank you. Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investment to expand school safety and mental health programs. Thank you. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first black speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. Thank you so much. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
Come out 10! Oh, okay.
Yeah. 10?
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to change, to make a change in your community? 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes in the course of a survey, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, Democrat candidate? Are you undecided, or you will not vote?
Democrat candidate.
Once again, for each of the following priorities and traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable. 0 to 10.
10.
Wants to build black wealth.
10.
Thank you very much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you very much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student?
Disabled.
Thank you. From whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican. Thank you.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that's back in 2023. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just best, your best estimate is fine.
I wasn't working at all because I was trying to get my disability. I stopped work. Come here, Sam!
Okay.
Come here!
No problem. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often you attend religious services? More than once a week, once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year? Seldom?
A few times a year.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.